So you know me and Reddit. I love all the relationship stuff on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a good one. Okay. So there's this girl. She's 26 years old and she's getting married. She's the bride to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're the bride to be, you start to realize the things about the wedding that are important to spend money on, the things that are not important to spend money on, the things that are. Like for some people, it's really important to them that they have like the best food. That's not the important stuff, because years later, when you look at the pictures, you're not looking at the food.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your dress is great. You want to make sure the photographer is great. Everything else, you know, just pay what you can afford, you know. So this girl realized that that was the important thing. And she was going to buy this dress that was in her price range, but she didn't love it. So she found this other dress that she loved. And it was a lot more than she was going to spend. But she was like, you know what? I'm going for it. I want to look great. It's my one wedding day. So the dress, she has it fitted. It's perfect. She has it sent to the house while she's at work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She gets back from work and the dress is not there.
Okay.
And the husband-to-be is like, oh, yeah. So your dress showed up and my mom and sister really wanted to see it. So I brought it to their house so they can see your dress. Because they were really excited. They wanted to see the dress. So she's like, that's weird, but okay. She gets to the house. The sister is wearing her dress. The mother had tried it on and broke the zipper.
No.
And the sister, who was much bigger than she was, stretched it out.
No, you got to call it the wedding. That's, to me, anything before the wedding that I see as a sign, you got to go with it.
That's a red flag?
That's a sign. No, that's not only a red flag. That's a sign from God that you do not need to marry into this family.
So is the problem that the husband-to-be didn't say to his mother and sister, listen, don't, that's her dress. You shouldn't really be taking it. Like, he didn't stand up for her.
Mm.
Is it the fact that she obviously has crazy in-laws? I mean, who does that?
Right.
So you think she should call off the wedding?
Call off the wedding. And because, A, the in-laws are insane for trying the dress on, and, B, the groom is not right in the head. Because what he should have done is open up the box, take out the dress, lay it on the bed, take some photos, put it back in the box, and then send it to the sister and the mom. You don't take the dress over to somebody's house. You don't need that in your life. Move on, find somebody else, get back on Bumble and find the next guy, because this wedding is not going to last.
Yeah, him not saying no to his mom is a problem about something that she has no business. Like, I think that's the red flag. If he's a mama's boy to the point where mom is always right and he's going to prioritize everything the mother wants over everything you want,
mm-hmm.
That would never work for me.
Yeah, because women feel so sacred about that dress. You know, I think you would almost want somebody to sleep with your husband-to-be before somebody ruined your dress.
No, but it's more than just about the dress. It's the fact that the mother was like, oh, bring the dress over. And the husband-to-be wasn't like, no, I'm not bringing the dress over. He was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, I will. I'll be right there.
No, you
it's
find
the fact,
a
it's
photo.
The fact that he shouldn't have said yes. The fact that he said yes says that he cannot say no to his mother, and he doesn't prioritize his bride-to-be over his mother. That's the bigger issue.
Yeah. No, you find a photo online. You say, it kind of looks like this. And
right.
If you want to see it, come to the wedding. You'll see it when she walks down the aisle.
You'll see
that's
it live.
When you, that's
She'll model
when you'll
it for
see
you.
It. There's no way I'm taking that sacred thing that she spent all this time to find and putting it in that situation. I'm not going to do it.
And now the zipper's broken, so it didn't. Yeah, so hopefully they're going to pay for it. Hopefully they'll pay to get it fixed or pay for a new dress.
No, I don't even think the groom should see the dress before the wedding.
Oh, nobody does that anymore, please.
I'm telling you how I feel. If you see the dress before then, it's not gonna last. You're gonna get a divorce.
No, you're not supposed to see them in the dress, but you can actually see the dress.
No, just be surprised. Just have a surprise in your life.
Listen,
one surprise.
In New York, a lot of people live in tiny apartments where they share a closet. Hard to hide a wedding dress.
But you can put it in a bag, and the guy doesn't have to look at it. I don't care to look at it.
I guess,
to see
okay.
what it looks like. As long as I'll open it up just a little bit and make sure it's white, If it's green or a different color, then I want to know the reason why. But if it's white, that's all I care about.
Oh, yeah, like you're marrying a virgin. Like, there's any virgins left.
No, because if it's not white, I'm not going to live it down for my mom. So it better be white or off-white or something else. So, yeah, I'll never hear
that. As long as you lie to your mother, she's happy.
Right. My mom thinks that, yeah, they're still a virgin. Trust me, Mom, they are. I think she should call it off. Don't go get married. It's not going to last. Run away.
Yeah, yeah. Get your money back from the mother-in-law-to-be and sister-in-law-to-be. Make them pay for the dress and then
sue
sayonara.
Them.
Goodbye.
Sue them for ruining your dress.
Right.
Take them to people's court.
And then they can see the dress all they want.
Exactly.